Luke 21, verse 25 and 26, it says that Jesus gave a great warning. Here's what he said: "And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, and the sea and waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things that are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken." Now here is described an event that originates in what is called the heavens. Now we have three heavens. Number one, where the birds fly. Number two, outer space. Number three, God's throne. Whatever this is will cause the sun, the moon, and the stars to appear differently to us than they do now. The word distress in these verses, that it would bring great distress of the nations, it's number 4928 of the Greek section of the Strong's Concordance, and it means anxiety, anguish. Webster's Unabridged Dictionary gives this meaning: pain or suffering, anguish of body or mind. If you see something that is coming out of the heavens, and it is so awesome that it causes your heart to fail, where does that originate? It originates the fear in the mind. And so it said that there's pain and suffering, anguish of body and mind. The word perplexity here in Luke 21, 25 to 26 means a state of quandary. It means to have no way out. So here is the human race looking up into the sky, and they see no way out of utter destruction. Just like the dinosaurs don't roam the earth anymore, but certainly their skeletal systems are dug up. An extinction level event. Webster says of the word perplexity: confused mental condition because of a disturbing, puzzling state of affairs. This is an event seen in the skies that people will think they have no way to escape from it. Death is a given. That's what they will think. What could be so terrible that Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 22, the first part of the verse, "And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved." When you look the word "saved" up in the Greek section of the Strong's Concordance, it could mean spiritual or physical. And since this is talking about flesh being saved, it means being saved alive rather than everyone dying. So it's going to require a supernatural intervention by Jesus Christ to prevent this planet from dying. Everything on it. Scientists talk about a lost continent called Atlantis. The lost continents, did it really exist? None of us have been there. Could it be that nations have been destroyed before, with few people remaining alive, but did not record the causes of the destruction and why their nation disappeared, or a whole continent disappeared? A man by the name of Solon, S-O-L-O-N, who was a Greek historian. He was a philosopher and a statesman in Athens, Greece, between 639 and 559 B.C. He traveled to Egypt and interacted with the historians from Egypt in his day because Egypt was the greatest nation at that time. It had detailed records, great libraries of things that happened in the past. He made notes and writings from the Egyptians' history books. On one such visit, the Egyptian priests, who were pagan, but still they have eyes, they can read, they can write and record history, told Solon the following concerning the demise of Atlantis and how there were recurring cataclysms that caused destructions from time to time. I will quote from the book Pole Shift, the section that he talked about here.